The Martin Luther King Jr. breakfast included a panel discussion with heads of the St. Cloud community, speakers ranging from pastors to Mayor Kleiss, and a performance of We Shall Overcome, sang by Pastor Aretta Ree Johnson. St. Cloud Mayor Dave Kleiss spoke about the event and the national holiday.
The dream of Dr. King still lives on. Certainly, there are still struggles that continue. That is not by any means diminished on the fact that you celebrate the successes that you have, and that's something that we come together today. This is a community event today that celebrates a lot of individuals who are following that dream.
Panel discussion participant and president and CEO of the United Way of Central Minnesota, John Rice, described what he took away from the breakfast.
It is important for us to be reaching across the table to somebody you don't know, somebody who has a different way of looking at it than you. That piece of coming together and having those conversations is really important.
St. Cloud Police Chief Blair Anderson also took part in the panel discussion and talked with me about how the event hit home for him.
The sea of faces and the diversity, ethnic and otherwise, from across this region in general and in this city in particular is enough to fill your heart, because there clearly are people here who are interested in us coming together as one, and their presence today is a testament to that.
St. Cloud State University President Earl Potter spoke about how the Martin Luther King Jr. breakfast fits in with his vision for SCSU.
A day like today just charges me up. I see hope. I see in the young people who are excited about their futures. We have a vision for this university and this community that includes creating a place where people do walk hand in hand. They work together, all are welcome, and all have an opportunity to fulfill their dreams.
Pastor James Earl Alberts II of Higher Ground Church in Christ described the event and what it means for the St. Cloud community.
The number of people that turned out was only overshadowed by the diversity of the people that turned out. And I am not talking about just in color, but socioeconomic scales as well. We had doctors and lawyers and school presidents and the mayor, but we also had single moms with children. We also had people that are currently homeless. We had people who are jobless here, and they all came together to stand around a dream. We are seeing the seed change and some of the things that we have had a difficulty in changing before this event, and I'm looking forward to seeing the fruits of that labor coming to fruition right here in our own generation.
Steve Crisall, reporting for KVSC News.